Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, it's time for the staycation setup morning mess. I know our show's doing great, guys, because I feel they're like tuned in Kentucky right now.
Oh my gosh,
Why do you say that?
Because listen, we have Brody on the line. Brody, you there?
Yeah.
So you think your girlfriend, Vanessa, is cheating on you with her stepbrother. What the Kentucky is going on here?
I think she's cheating on me with her stepbrother, but I also don't think she has a stepbrother. So it's a weird.
What?
So it's not actually family, is what you're saying.
I don't know, man. So let me start from the beginning. Vanessa and I, like, we just became official about 2 weeks ago. We've been seeing each other kind of casually for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a couple of good friends that I work with, and they knew that I'd been seeing somebody. And once we became official, they're like, oh, we got to see this girl now. So I'm not on Instagram, but I told them her name and they found her on Instagram. And they're like, hey, she's pretty cute, but who's this guy in all these pictures? And I'm like, what guy? So they show me, and there's a lot of pictures of her looking really comfortable with some guy. So, you know, I asked her about it. I wasn't like, who is this? I was just like, hey, you know, my coworkers saw you with this guy. And she all of a sudden kind of got a little weird and said, oh, that's my stepbrother, Carlos.
So in these pictures, what are they doing that it makes you think that they're more than siblings? Like, is he grabbing her waist? Is it kisses on the cheek?
It's actually exactly that. I mean, like, they're not, you know, like grabbing each other's butts or anything. But I did a little bit of a test on it. And so I told her that, hey, you know, some of my coworkers think he's really cute and want to know if your stepbrother would be interested in meeting them. And then all of a sudden she got super defensive. She's like, he's not single. Tell them no.
Wow. That,
what?
Yeah. So, okay. Well, if your spidey senses are going off that this is not a stepbrother, I think we heard enough. So what we will do for you, Brody, we're going to call up your lady Vanessa and do the staycation setup, offer a free romantic hotel stay for the new relationship. I'm sure she would jump on that opportunity and not jump on her stepbrother. Hopefully not. So we're going to ask her who she wants to put on that reservation. If she says Carlos, you know, that stepbrother thing is a lie, okay?
We'll find out.
I hope.
Yeah, either or, right? She's either cheating on just a person or cheating with her stepbrother.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Gross.
Technically, they're not really blood relatives.
Well, we don't. We're just we're hoping that, Brody, your relationship is just fine. Just great. So hold on 1 second, and we will help you find out what's going on with your girls. The staycation set up with the morning mess.
Listen, a wise man once said, sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit, but not your stepbrother's biscuit, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so we were catching up with Brody. He thinks that his girl, Vanessa, they're in a new relationship, made it official a couple weeks ago, been dating about a few months. But Brody, you've seen your girl, Vanessa, over socials, taking pictures with a guy that is a little too friendly for your taste. When you confronted her, she says it was her stepbrother that she's never mentioned in the past few months of dating.
No, I don't know. This doesn't smell right at all.
Oh, well... You know what? I'm going to leave that alone.
Thank you.
We are going to do the staycation setup, offer the free romantic staycation. Let's see who she puts on the reservation. Here we go, y'all.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Vanessa?
Yeah.
Well, hi, Vanessa. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some fantastic news for you. We have this thing going on where we're giving out local influencers a romantic weekend stay, and you happen to be the grand prize winner here, so you're going to get a penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm some details, but I wanted to congratulate you on being the grand prize winner.
I'm confused. How did you get my information?
My apologies about that. I was just presented a name and number here. Your name is Vanessa, right?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like all you would need to do here is just come and stay with us for the romantic weekend. We would ask for, like, maybe a couple posts on social just of, like, what you loved of the amenities, and the entire thing is complimentary. Is that something you might be interested in?
I guess.
I mean, hey, I'm just going off of what I have here, so let's set you up. It's a romantic weekend designed for you and a guest of honor. We actually start this off with a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest of honor from you. So it's a great way to set the mood for your romantic weekend. Let me know what you'd like it to say whenever you're ready.
Okay, you can put meow.
Okay, Hey, I have that down for you, Vanessa. So my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I do need your guest of honor's full name for us to continue.
His name's Carlos.
Oh, no.
Stepbrother, huh?
Guess not. I hope not.
What?
It's Brody, your boyfriend.
Oh, so Vanessa, obviously what? Now you know Brody's on the line with us. We're called The Morning Mess. You're live on the radio. We're a radio show.
And I just want to know who this Carlos guy is now that I caught you taking him to a romantic weekend.
Brody, are you kidding me? Like, I don't need to tell you anything. Other people are on the phone.
Like, yeah, well, apparently other people are in our relationship. So who is Carlos? Because he's obviously not your stepbrother.
He's just my friend, okay? I've told you that.
Okay, so you admitted to lying already. So he's not your brother. He's just a friend that you want to take on a romantic weekend away instead of me.
You know what I mean? I'm going to be real serious here. You're being really weird, trying to, like, defame me and to do it publicly.
Vanessa, you had a chance to talk to him privately. He brought this up with you.
Okay, but I am not going to be answering any questions with you guys on the phone. This is very inappropriate.
You're right. You're the victim. You're the victim here. I'm obviously the bad guy. It's completely normal that you're f***ing a guy that I've never heard of that you told me was your stepbrother.
Totally normal.
Can you just answer me one question? Are you sleeping with Carlos?
You know what? I am, okay? And I should have just...
oh, my God!
All that to say that you are. You could have said that 2 minutes ago.
Bullshit. You, like, literally put me up to some prank.
But you're cheating on him, girl, and he asked you about it.
You know what? It doesn't matter anymore because you and I are done. I am blocking
out. How convenient.
She hung up. Okay.
I guess she's just not as into me because, well, I don't look enough like her. I don't know,
that's
man.
Let's not do that.
You gotta do 23andMe.
Ew.
Might have a shot if you're a second cousin or something like that. I don't know, Brody. You're better off, though. Obviously, you just found out you were the side piece, and you want to be the main piece. All right?
Yeah. Okay. And a therapist we can hook you up with. Woo!
He needs another lady in his life. Okay. So get out there and risk it to get someone else's biscuit, okay?
All right. I think I'll try.
All right. It's not cheating if they're a third cousin. So, you know, next family reunion, Brody. Kind of do what Vanessa did. All right.
No!
Thanks for the call, brother.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.